Okay, yeah, this coming Shabbos, we're going to read the Parshas Vayechi. Thank you. But I would like this evening to talk instead about something from Minyan de Yoma. Tonight, of course, is Asar B'Teves. Tomorrow, Friday, is Tainis Tibur. And that's what I'd like to discuss, this somewhat unusual phenomenon that we have, a fast that we're observing on a Friday. The fast begins sometime around 6 a.m. tomorrow. And it ends when we come home from shul Friday night, we make Kiddush. That's how we break the fast. So as I say, it's not a common, it's not that rare, but it's not that common either. And I'd like to discuss a little bit about Asar B'Teves per se, and then go into why we're fasting on Friday, which is, again, a somewhat unusual thing, as we shall see. You have the source, so the first source is a pasuk in Melachim Beis, Perek Chof Hei. That's the very last perek in Melachim Beis, the last perek in Nevi'im Rishonim, the narrative section of Nevi'im. It says as follows, Perek Chof Hei, pasuk Aleph Melachim Beis, Vayhi v'shnas ha-tshis l'molcho, in the ninth year of his reign, his is Tzidkio, the last king. In the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkio, b'chodesh ho-asiri v'osa l'chodesh, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month. The tenth month is Teves, of course, starting in Nisan. So Nisan here, Sivan Tammuz Av El Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves. So Teves is the tenth month. So B'chodesh Osir Be'osor L'chodesh, the tenth month, tenth day. Okay. Bo Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bovel Hu V'chol Chelo Yerushalayim V'ichan Olev V'ivnu Olev Da'ik Saviv. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bovel, came with all his army and his soldiers, and he came against Yerushalayim, and he encamped around, and he laid siege to the city. Pasuk Beis, Vatavo Ayir B'Matzor, and the city was overcome by the siege, Ad Ashtei Esrei Shana LaMelech Tzidkio, until the 11th year. So it started in the 9th year of the reign of Tzidkio, and it lasted until the 9th year, 10th year, 11th year. And the subsequent psukim, they're not on the sheet, but the subsequent psukim, that perek, described how in that year, in the month of Tammuz, they broke through the walls. We have the fast of the month of Tammuz, Rosh Tammuz, and then at Tisha B'Av, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and that's more or less the end of Sefer Melachim Beis. But we see here in the beginning of the Perek that it was on the 10th day of Teves that the siege began. Samach Melech Bovel, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bovel, Hu L'chol Chelo Yerushalayim. He began the siege that resulted ultimately in the fall of the city and destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, in the second source, Psukim in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was a Navi who was alive and an eyewitness to those events. Yirmiyahu was in Yerushalayim at that time. In fact, Yirmiyahu, according to the Gemara, wrote Sefer Echa, Megillas Echa. It was written by Yirmiyahu. He witnessed the Churban Bayis Rishon. It says in the third parak of Echa, Ani Hagever Ro'ani, I'm the man who saw all this. So he was the Navi who was alive at that time. So, and there, present. It says in Parak Lamites of Yirmiyahu, in the beginning of the Parak Pasuk Aleph, again, very similar, Bashana Hachias L'Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, in the ninth year of the reign of the king Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, B'chodesh Asiri. Here it doesn't say the date, it just says the tenth month. Bo Nebuchadrezzar, sometimes in Yirmiyahu he's called Nebuchadrezzar instead of Nebuchadnezzar, not our topic now. B'chodesh Asiri, Bo Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Bo, L'chol Chilos Yushalayim, B'atzuro Aleha. And then in the second Pasuk, B'ashtei Asrei Shana Tzidkiyahu, in the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, B'chodesh Harevi, in the fourth month, in Tammuz, then it says there, the Tisha L'chodesh, the ninth of the month, Hovkeo Ha'ir, the city was broken into, the walls were breached, they came through the walls. Actually, it was the ninth of Tammuz that year. We fast on the 17th of Tammuz, that was by Yishen, it was the 17th, or perhaps this also was, but there's a problem calculating the calendar, a different discussion. But in any event, again, for our purposes, you see, again, it was the month of Teves when the siege began. And finally, another set of Psukim Yirmiyahu in Perek Nun Beis, source 3, this is almost the carbon copy of the Psukim Melachim Beis. Vahiba Shana Chis, Melacha Bechodesh Vasir, Bezal Achodesh, Bo Nebuchadrezzar, Melach Bovel, Hu Vechol Chelev Shalayim, Vayachanu Alea, Vayiba Ibnu Alea Deik Saviv, and Vatova Erb Matzor, Ala Shei Shei Shana, Melach Tidkiel. So again, you have three Psukim, or three sets of Psukim, one in Melachim Beis, two in different places in Yirmiyahu, which indicate that it was on the 10th of Teves that the siege began on Yerushalayim, led by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, which resulted a couple of years later in the Churban Bayis Rishon. So there's a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma. You have it on the sheets in Source 4. I'm going to read a little earlier in the Medrash, brought with me. An interesting thing. A little past what you have on the paper. It says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a favor for the Jewish people. Umau, it says, Ela Shetzdoka. Yeah, I'm a little earlier than what you have in the paper, so just listen up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed, an act of kindness to the Jewish people. Shehiktim Golos Yechonya LeGolos Tzidkio. It's not on the paper. The Golos of Yechonya, who was a previous king, sometimes called Yehoyachin, we'll see in a second. Yechonya, his Golos was earlier. Bezosaka, why is that a good thing? Shehitim vehegla golas yichoni lebobel imecharish v'amazgerim kol gibor echayel. Actually, 11 years before, secular historians date the Churban Bayis Rishon in the year 586 BCE. Okay, I don't want to go into now, there's an issue whether the Jewish historians accept that that's the correct date. It's not. That's the date, the standard date that's used for Churban Bayis Rishon is 586 BCE. So there's some discrepancy in certain sources. Again, it's not our topic for now, but we'll use that date just for convenience sake. So in the year 586 BCE is when the Churban Bayis Rishon took place. So 11 years before that, it's 597. Going backwards, right? So it's 586, 597. 11 years before that was the Golas of Jehoiachin. And together with him were the people called the Choresh or Amasker, understood to be the Talmud Chachamim, the Gibor HaChayim, we might call the upper class. And certain famous people were among them. In fact, the pastor says that Mordechai from Purim was in that. In fact, that's one of the psukim in the beginning of the second parak of Megillas Esther. It's when we first meet Mordechai. So it says, and the next pasuk we traditionally read in the Echatrop, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, right? He's taken away from Yerushalayim, Magola, Asher Haglasayim Yechanya Melech Yehuda, Asher Haglam Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Mordechai.
He came back and went back again.
That's a questionable. It doesn't mean him, it doesn't his father, but whatever it was, traditionally, Mordechai was with that group. Also with that group, we'll see shortly, was Yechezkel HaNavi. I said before, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was the Navi who witnessed the Churban. Yechezkel was at the same time, but Yechezkel wasn't there in Yerushalayim. He was already, when the Churban took place, he was already exiled. Anyway, this was a chesed. Why was it a chesed? Because all these people, Yardul above of Asu Tarbet HaTorah, and Tzumoah HaKein HaYisatar Mishtachas B'Gol Tzirkiyah. Okay, what these people did was they went down and they set up a Jewish infrastructure. Since the people who were exiled 11 years earlier were the Talmid Chachamim, the upper class, the leaders. So when they came to Babel, they set up right away. Like that in last week's Sefer Vayigash, you know, Yaakov sent Yudah, Yudah Shalach Lefanam, right? So here too, they had to make sure. The shuls, mikveh, eruv, you know, kosher pizza shop, they had to set up, you know, a Chinese place, they had to make sure there's, for the Jews who get there, they'd have, but in all seriousness, the Medrash says, if not for them, the Torah would be forgotten. Fine. But then we come to the next part, which I wonder what you have on the paper. The Od Tova Gedola Asam Yisrael, okay, the Major says, by the way, why those people called the Choresh and the Masker. Choresh and Masker are professions, workers, but the Darshan has to do with Talmud Chachamim. Fine. But Od Tova Gedola Asam Yisrael, Ketzad, Shebasara B'Tevis, listen to this one, Shebas, say out on the paper, source 4, Shebasara B'Tevis, Hayu Re'uyin Yisrael Liglos Mirushalayim. Guess what? On Asara B'Teves, that's the day when the Jewish people were supposed to actually be exiled. That's the day of Golas. Asara B'Teves, the day of Golas, it says here. Shekenu Omer, Ben Adam, Ksov L'Chos Shema, Ayom HaZeh, Be'etzem Ayom HaZeh, etc. We'll see that passage in Cheskel shortly. Ma Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Omar, Im Yotzin, Achshod B'Tzina, Hein Mesim. Teves, as we've noticed, is in the wintertime. Right? Asara B'Teves is the wintertime. So it would have been, had they been taken away from their homes in the Golas, and forced to march, you know, hundreds of miles to the east, you know, to Babel in the wintertime, so it would be cold and people would die. So therefore, Himtin Lahem Lehegla Sam Bakayetz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited, and the Churban took place in the summertime instead. And the Kayetz is a little easier. It's hot, but it's, you know, you don't die in the cold. So that's what this Medrash says. Now, what that means, because it wasn't the following summer, it was actually a couple of years later. So I don't want to go into that now. It's an interesting question, but I want you to pay attention to the fact that according to this Medrash Tanchuma, again, it's the fourth one, the Medrash Tanchuma is in Parshas Tazria Simon Test. And it says there, as I just read, aside from the business about the Golos of Yechonia taking place 11 years before, this key line, that Basara B'Tevis Hayuruyin Yisrael Ligolos Mirushalayim, that was the date when the Golos was supposed to happen. For a technical reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it then, but that sort of gives us a different understanding, I think, of Asara B'Tevis. That was the day identified or set up as the day of Golas. As far as this Golas, Yoachin, so Rashi quotes in Gittin, maybe it's not as well known, but Rashi in Gittin, you have that in the fifth source. Rashi says, who? Yehoyachin? That was the king Yehoyachin, sometimes called Yehoyachin, sometimes called Yechonya, same person. Kodmo LeGolas, Tzirko HaChasas Veishonam. Preceded the Golas Tzirkiyah by 11 years. Vizuit Soka Shemir Behechli Beisok De La Haglos Dorshol Tzirkiyah Lebovel Ba'ol Shechach Me Golas Yichonya Kayamin Shilamdu Torah La'elo Agolam Achrein Lefisha Rov Chachme HaTorah Golam Yichonya Nefsibu HaKharj Ramaska Elef. These are the Rov Chachme HaTorah, the Tanakh HaChomim, were exiled 11 years earlier, for the reason just said. So it's an Afurj Rashi in Gittin as well. Now, as I just said, among those people exiled was Yechezkel HaNavi. So So here was Yechezkel HaNavi living hundreds of miles to the east in Babel someplace, while Nebuchadnezzar set up the siege that we read about in the earlier Psukim. Again, on the very day which the Medrash Tanchuma and Tazria Parsha Simentes says was the day that should have been the Golas. What happened? What was going on in Babel at that time? So look at source number 6, the Pasuk Yechezkel's Perikof Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi Devar Hashem Eli. Hashem spoke to me, says Yechezkel. Bashonachi is the 9th year again of the reign of Tzidkio. Bachodesh Asiri on the 10th month. Be'osalachodesh on the 10th day of the month. That's Asar B'Tevis. Lay more the following. On the, meaning, on the very day when back west, out west in Eretz Yisrael, Nebuchadnezzar was laying siege on the city of Yerushalayim, that very day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Nevuah to Yechezkel, saying the following, Pasuk Beis, Ben Adam, Yechezkel is often addressed by his Ben Adam. Ben Adam, Ksav Lecha Eshem Hayom, as etzem hayom hazeh, somach melech bavel Yerushalayim be'etzem hayom hazeh. So obviously in those days there's no CNN and there's no Twitter, so the Jews in Bavel didn't know what was going on back in Yerushalayim. Except they did know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel what's going on. He's saying, right now, this very etzem hayom hazeh, this very day, the Nebuchadnezzar is laying siege on Yerushalayim. And he told the Nabi Yechezkel to write it down. Write down the date, today's day, 10th of Teves, and so on. Write that down on a piece of paper, that Somach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, that's him, as on this very day, the king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, has laid siege on Yerushalayim. Now, the Mefarshim explained why it was necessary to write it down, the Radak, in Surah number 7, and the Mitzudas David, the regular classical Mefarshim, and Rekos Gedolos on Navi, they explained why I had to write it down. I'll just say it outside, because unfortunately there were many, first of all, just read the first thing that the Radak says, in Torah 7, HaNevuah Ba'alo Ba'asar B'Tevis. The Nevuah was given to Yechezkel on Asar B'Tevis. Shabbat Osa Yom, on that very day, Samach Melech of Yerushalayim, the Amalo, Sheikhtav Osa Yom. Now, why do you have to write it down? Because later on, the news eventually did travel. Okay? Later on, people would hear in Bavel as to what happened in Yerushalayim. It would be a delay of several months, but eventually they would hear about it. And now Yechezkel will be able to have this piece of paper showing that he already wrote this down on Asar B'Tevis. He knew this before. Basically, it would verify that Yechezkel was a Navi. Because, as always, there were unfortunately Jews who accused Yechezkel of being a Navi Sheker. Same thing happened to Yirmiyahu, by the way. Yirmiyahu was thrown into jail for a while. You read Yirmiyahu, the Jews threw Yirmiyahu into jail. They didn't like his message. They didn't like being told that there's going to be a Churban and they should do Tshuva, so they threw him in jail. So Yechezkel had troubles too. So this event would sort of prove, how else could Yechezkel have known in advance? He wrote this piece of paper and sealed it up someplace, and now when they got the news, they go, take a look, I already wrote that date, 10th of Tevis, right? That would prove that he was a Navi. Fine. But anyway, so we find that Yechezkel HaNavi was informed on the, and no one would think he's a Navi Sheker anymore. Exactly. All right, that's what's going on over there. Now, so therefore, we have several psukim, one in Melachim Beis, one in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Tes, Melachim Beis, Perek Chaf, Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Tes, Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis, and now Yechezkel, Perek Chaf Dalet, all of which identify the month of Tevis, and 3 out of the 4 which identify specifically Asar of Tevis was the day the siege was laid on Yerushalayim. Okay,
why it was mentioned 3 times and 3 separate?
I don't know. It's in question why it had repeated. It was different people, but I don't know. Now, unfortunately, I made an error in the writing here. So the next source should be Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, not Pasuk Tes, it's my fault. Okay, so we'll have to ignore what's written here. Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Tes is a famous Pasuk which says that's a Navi Zechariah. Zechariah is a little bit later. Okay, maybe you have a Navi over there? A Navi Zechariah. Zechariah was a later Navi. Zechariah lived at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. So, a little bit later. So he has this famous Nevuah, Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Tes, which is really, because notice that none of the sources he mentioned so far say anything about fasting. He just said, this is what happened, he didn't say anything about fasting. The Parakas Pasuk Yud Tes reads, Komar Hashem Tzokos, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSir Yiyah, L'Beis Yehudu, L'Sosam, L'Simcha, L'Madim, Tovim, V'Amas HaShalom HaHavu. Navi Zechariah predicts that the 4 fast days, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri, will eventually be for the house of Yehud the days of Sosam and Simcha, Moadim Tovim, V'Emes HaShalom HaHavu, right? It's a positive Nevuah. But what you see, Zechariah again lived in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, was that by his time there were these 4 fast days, which are not really explicitly mentioned anywhere. Okay, what are the fast days? What exactly are these? So we're familiar with them, but let's see them in the sources. So the next source on the page, the source number 10, is a Tosefta, in Sota, the end of Perek Vav. It's actually Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Mabez, as well. It quotes a Tosefta of different speakers, but for now we'll read what it says here. Darish Rebbe, Harei Omer, quotes the Pasuk, Kom HaShem, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaShri, Tzom HaSir, V'Gomer, etc. What are these days? What are they? Tzom HaRavi, Zeh Shevasa B'Tamas. Tzom HaRavi is a reference to Shevasa B'Tamas, Shevo Hovka Ir. The Lama Nikra Shmo Ravi, why is it called Tzom HaRavi? Says the Tosefta, Shehu Ravi L'Chadoshim, because it's in Tamas, it's the fourth month. Nisan Yersimim, Tamas, right. So that's the fourth month. Tzom HaChamishi Zu Tisha B'Av. Yom Shenisraf Bo Beis HaMikdash. Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av, the day the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. V'lo Manikosh Mo Chamishi Shu Chodesh Chamishi. The fifth month, right? Tzom HaShvi Zeh Shlosha B'Tishrei. That's the third of Tishrei. We call that Tzom Gedalia. Shenerag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. Shehar Hargo Yishmo Ben Nisanya. V'amercha Shekosham Nisosim Tzom Tzadikim. Kisreif Lizeh HaMokom Kichoven Beis HaMikdash. That's Tzom Gedalia. He was assassinated. Gedalia was the last. He was after the Beis Hamikdash fell and Tzidkio, the last king, was executed. So was taken away, Migla, right? Exiled. Yeah. So they did not have another king, but they had a Jewish governor, so to speak. A representative of the Jews, Gedalia, who was in charge until he was assassinated. That's Tzom HaShvi. Lama Nikra Shmo Shvi Shuchod HaShvi, because the seventh month. And finally, Tzom HaSiri Zeh Asar B'Teves Yom Shavu Somach Malavava El Siyadu Al Yisraelim Shneimar Vahid Vashmei Lai Vashon Hachiz Vachodesh HaSiri V'Gomer Ben Adam Ksav Lecha, etc. That goes to the Pesukim in Yechezkel. So there you have this Tosefta, which explains what each of these four fast days are that are referred to in Sefer Zechariah, in the Navi Zechariah in Treyosar, Parakas Pasuk Yutes. The Tosefta goes on, Vani Omer, another Tana says, Tzom HaSiri Zeh Chamisha B'Teves. Okay, interestingly, because notice that in all four cases, it doesn't say the date, it just says the month. Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaMishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri, it says what day of the month. So there is an opinion, and again, it's in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah as well, based on this Tosefta, that the fast of the month of Teves, no doubt it's in Teves, that's the tenth month, but the month of Teves is the fifth of Teves. What in the world happened on the fifth of Teves? That's not when we have all those psukim that showed us that the siege of Yerushalayim was the tenth of Teves. So what happened on the fifth of Teves? So it's interesting. Shabo Bosa Shmuel Ibn Egola. As I said before, there was not much communication between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and it took time for word to spread. Now, Asar B'Teves, Yechezkel knew right away because Hashem appeared to him and gave him a nevuah and told him. Apparently, Hashem did not do the same thing on Tisha B'Av when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He did not let Yechezkel know about that. So the Jews in Bavel did not know that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. How would they know? There's no news, okay? And especially during wartime, not much traveling going on between the two countries. Eventually, people began arriving from Eretz Yisrael and informed the community, guess what? Unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed a few months ago on Tisha B'Av. And when did they come? When did it happen? We don't know, but it finally was. The Pasuk says in it's not our topic now, but the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, it says on the fifth of Teves, someone from the Ba'alai HaPalit, a refugee from Eretz Yisrael, showed up in Babel and told me, says Yechezkel, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and I informed the rest of the people, the fifth of Teves. So all the Jews of Babel wept on the fifth of Teves. They mourned on the fifth of Teves. That's when I heard the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and they established that as a fast day. That's the fast day. Now, the advantage of saying that, see, our way, the way we interpret some, like the first opinion, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, and so on, so the fast days are out of order. Because chronologically, Asar B'Teves happened first. Right? First it was the siege, Asar B'Teves. Then, Shavuos V'Tamuz, they broke through the walls. Then, Tisha B'Av, they destroyed the base. Then, a few months later, they killed Gedalia. So it's out of order. So what's the order? The order is the month's order. Right? The Pasuk follows the month, 4, 5, 7, 10. But according to this approach, that it was the fifth of Teves, and they were fasting because that's when they found out about the Chorban. So that actually the events are in chronological order because there was the Shavuos V'Tamuz, then the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, then Tzom Gedalia, and a few months later the people in Babel found out. But okay, nevertheless, we don't accept, we don't, in case you didn't notice, we didn't fast last Sunday. The fifth of Teves, we're going to fast tomorrow. That's because the rabbi, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is the day verified anywhere else, or is this one of this you hear down in
the fifth? The fifth of Teves? It's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. This Tosefta is quoting a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. Okay, I forgot where it is. It doesn't say what it says. Vayi b'shtei asrei shana b'shtei asrei shana b'shtei asrei shana b'shtei asrei shana. Yeah. So, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk enough. But Lamai says we all know we don't paskin like this, other sheep. Rather, as the Rambam tells us in Source 11, Hilchos Taniyos, Perek Hey, at the beginning of the Perek Halach Aleph, Yesham Yonim Shekol Yisrael Misanam Behem Me'atzor Shirubahem. There are certain days where all Jews fast because of certain tragedies that happen. Kedei La'ora Halavavos, we've talked to Archei Tshuva to inspire people's hearts and you know, urge people to do tshuva, etc. V'yez as the Koran L'maseinu Haroyim, we should take stock of our evil deeds. V'maseinu Haseinu, Shachar Maseinu, and the bad things our ancestors did like we do. Achagarm L'hem V'lano Osan Atzor, so the cause all these stars happen in the first place. Shabizikaron Dvarim Elu Noshu La'itiv. And we think about these things, we'll do good again, we'll do tshuva. That's the purpose of that. Halacha Beis, what are the days? Elu Heng, Yom Shishu B'tishrei, Shavon Ar-Gadai V'nachikam. Right, the third thing about Sir Bitavis, Shabosok, Bolavav, Nebuchadnezzar, Shushalayim, Behavior of Motsu Motsuk, etc., etc. So the Rambam identifies the dates for our purposes again. He identifies the 10th of Tevis, that's how we paskin. We fast on the Tzom Hasiri is not the 5th of Tevis, because that was the day the Jews in Babel found out about the Churban. Rather, we paskin, it's the 10th of Tevis, because that's the day Melech Babel laid siege on Yerushalayim. Shulchan Aruch says that way as well. In the next source, it's Arachayim Sin Pav Kuf Mem Tes. In the Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Chayavim Lisanos B'Tisha B'Av V'Yud Zvayim D'Tamuz V'Gimu Tishrei V'Asar B'Teves Mitnei Dvarim Haroim Sh'iru B'Hem. Right? The Mechaber passing again, it's Asar B'Teves, not any other day. The Mishnah Berurah, we don't read it inside, not to save some time. The Mishnah Berurah there in the Sifkot Aleph explains, elaborates on the Rambam, saying what the purpose of the fast is. But first of all, he identifies that the fast, of course, is Divrei Nevi'im. And he quotes that pasuk in Zechariah that I referred to earlier. It's Tzom Aviv, it's Tzom HaChamishi, etc. And he explains what each day is, and the Tzom Asir is Asar B'Teves. And all these days we fast because of these tzaras, he writes, in order to inspire people to do tshuva. And he says that the whole purpose of fasting is not the actual abstention from food, but the tshuva. He quotes the pasuk from Maftayona, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him, because it says, Vayar Hashem es ma'aseihem. He saw their deeds, not the fact that they're fasting and weeping. And that's all the whole purpose of fast is to do tshuva. That's, pardon me, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes here as well. In Sivkotin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, at the end he writes, Asar B'Teves Shabo Somach Melo Vavel Nebuchadnezzar HaRosh of Nun Nun Sen Tenuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar HaRosh Roshayim Be'eviv Motzom Vatsok U'mizeh Nimshach HaChorban. He adds those three words that are very important. U'mizeh Nimshach HaChorban. Why is Asar B'Teves so serious? Because it was the beginning of the end. It was the beginning that resulted in the Chorban. In other words, sometimes it's the beginning that's like, in a certain sense, the most bitter thing. It's what started the ball rolling. I always said, they would have asked me, they didn't happen to ask me, but if they would have asked me, I would have said that if they, when they were trying to figure out what day to do Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, I would have picked Kristallnacht in the November. Because that was really the beginning. That was, you know, that's what it was. I mean, that night it became legal, you know, to bust up Jewish stores, the windows, and set fire to shuls. That was the beginning of the end. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is alluding to here. That's what Asar B'Teves was, the beginning of the end. Okay, it was some years before, it was the siege began. I think that's the Mishnah Berurah's hinting, it says, Mizeh Nimshach HaChorban. And so, what we see here,
it's almost like, that's when the Ma'adin, because they get
exactly. That opened the door.
And so, like, when Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Gezeirah, that's not when Kodesh Baruch Hu
carries it out, right? The door opened. Basically, the door opened. That's exactly what I think. It's exactly what it is. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, again, in the same Siman Tavkuf, Mentes, and Siftes, he also spells out what happened on all these different days. You don't have to read the whole thing. But he says, Yecheskel Shehoyah, look at the third line, Yecheskel Shehoyah, the Bavel, and Golos Yechonya, Yecheskel was in Bavel, having been there from Golos Yechonya, Gilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeb Nevuah, Ba'os HaYom, Kedixim, he quotes the Pasuk, Yecheskel, the Pasuk that we mentioned before, and he told him to write it down, the Etzemen was there, etc. And he didn't know why, and he tells the whole story, like we mentioned from the Radak, with the Mefarshim. And it's interesting, he makes a big fuss, does the Aruch HaShulchan here, about the phrase, Etzem Hayom HaZeh. If you want to look back, look at those psukim in the Yecheskel, back in source number 6. Vayidvar Hashem, Ben Adam, Ksodcha, Shem Hayom, says it twice in the same pasuk, Etzem Hayom HaZeh. Samach Melech HaShulchan, the Etzem Hayom HaZeh, this very day. It's like emphasizing something about this day. Okay, now that works nicely with that Medrash Tanchuma, that this was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to send the Jews in the Golas. There's something unique about this very day. It's stressing. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is driving at a little bit. Okay? And he says at the end of a staggering comment, which we're going to come back to, but if you look to the very last line, he says, the Al-Ki, and first he says the point really that Henry just said, we just said, he says, the Al-Ki Basara B'Teves Haisa Hascholos Hatzoros. Last line of the page, right? That was the beginning of the trouble. for the Jewish people. Al kein kavu l'tainus l'doros. That's why they establish it as a tainus forever, because that was the beginning of the problems. But then he writes, listen to this, v'ninsa b'shem akadmonim, we'll see shortly where it came from. He says it's written in some early, Aruch HaShulchan lived 100 years ago, late 1800s, you know. But he says, ninsa b'shem akadmonim, v'ilmole hayachal asor b'tevis b'shabbos, hayadocha shabbos. How do you like that? If a sarbat tevis lands on Shabbos, it pushes aside Shabbos. You have to fast even on Shabbos. That's an unbelievable comment. And that's staggering. But that's what he says. Why? Yeah? Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that. But what's the idea? Why? Where did he get that from? He says, Mitznei d'ksiv be'etzem hayom hazeh kemo b'yom ha-kippurim. That phrase, be'etzem hayom hazeh, appears in the Torah in Parshas Emor in connection to Yom Kippur. It says, ki chol ha-nefesh asher lo suneh be'etzem hayom hazeh. The very same phrase appears with regards to Yom Kippur. Of course, Yom Kippur we know. We do fast when lands on Shabbos. All right, so see, Aruch HaShulchan here quotes from the Kadmonim that there was such a limud that now he says at the end, v'anam lo kaimelon kein, because we don't pask in this way. Okay, and as we'll see shortly, as it happens, according to our calendar, it can never happen anyways. According to our calendar, do you want to see? According to our calendar, it just can't happen anyhow that Sarbat Tevis never lands on Shabbos in our calendar. But anyway, that's an unbelievable comment in Source 15. That if Sarbat Tevis would land on Shabbos, we would actually fast on Shabbos because the Navi in the Pasuk Yechezkel uses the same phrase. No, he's not. It's in Mitzichad Monim. We'll see. But we're going to come back to that point. I just ask you to keep that thought in the back of your head for a moment. Now, Source 16 is the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tav Kuf Nun, says the Mechaber, first of all, we should know, that Tzomos Halolu, these fast days, right, Chutzli, these four fast days. Again, we're talking about, when we talk about fast days, Yom Kippur is not in the mix. I mean, Yom Kippur is a separate entity. Yom Kippur is not a fast day that has anything to do with Churban or Avela, so we're not talking, Yom Kippur is never in the mix. Tainus Esther also isn't in the mix, for other reasons we'll talk when we come closer to Tainus Esther this year, but Tainus Esther is also different. So it's over these four fast days, says the Mechaber, and it's in Tav Kuf Nun Sif Beis, Tzomos Halolu Chutz Mi Tishabav, Mutarim Berechitza V'sicha V'nilas Hasana V'tashvi Shamita, the other four Inuyim, bathing and anointing yourself with oils and perfumes and stuff, and Nilas Hasando, wearing leather footwear, and Tashmi Shamita, sexual relations, all that is mutter. Those restrictions are not enforced on the other on these fast days, with the exception of Tisha B'Av. Furthermore, Ve'ein Tzorech LaHafsik Lahem Mibo'od Yom. You also don't have to begin a fast the day before. We're not fasting tonight. Whereas Tisha B'Av, as you know, begins the night before, right? It begins when the ninth of Av actually arrives. But Tzom Gedalia and Shavuot Thomas and today, Asar B'Teves, begin a morning, daytime fast. A daylight fast, not nighttime fast. You don't have to fast. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. And the Shabura writes, as if caught in Zion, Kemo B'Tishra, Ela Mutar Ben Bachilu Shtir B'Layla. You can eat and drink all night long. That's where we're having all these delicious snacks here, even though it's Asar B'Teves, because it's Mutar fast at night. Fine. So in that sense, obviously, Asar B'Teves is more lenient than the other fasts. We need to understand a little bit.
But the connection of the Zabalos mentioned just that.
Yeah.
Is because these fasts are semi-elective. In other words, are tsumitanim or tsumitanim.
Right. Okay.
So that's why when they took it upon themselves.
Right. They left it only limited. Right.
But intrinsically, it is.
Right.
Beshat Sarah.
Right after the Mechir. But what I want to show, what I'm showing from this is, though, we just got through showing in Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see later where he got it from, that Asar B'Teves has this quote-unquote Chumrah we even fast on Shabbos, but yet in the Halacha L'Maisa, we treat it as one of the lesser fasts in terms of, you don't have all Chamesh Sinuyim, and you don't have to fast starting the night before, and so on. But okay, Ad Kan, the background in terms of what Asar B'Teves is and the significance of it in terms of, the general rule. We need to understand now, of course, is what this business of fasting on Friday. So, okay, so you think, what's the problem with fasting on Friday? So, it appears that it's not so pashut to have a fast on Friday. So we look at Source 18, Lamashal. That's a Gemara in Tainus, Rav Chav Zayin Rav Beis. The Gemara talks about Anshei Mishran. The question of the Girsa here, but the Tanur Rabban in Source 18, Anshei Mishran is spotted on Karban Achem, she's Kabul Ratzon. There were certain people at the time, every day when the Karbanos, not every Jew came every day to Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Tamid, obviously. Okay, there's a sheet here if you want. Not every Jew came every day to the,
24 Mishmaris.
Right, you had Mishmaris for the Kohanim, and you know, the, one carbon tumid was born on behalf of the whole Jewish community. But in each town, they had like minyanim, certain people got together, Anshei Mishma, Anshei Maimon, who was who. Okay, not our topic, now that's
but
what
it, the, this is. Okay. This is the Anshei Mishma which are Israeli.
Right, right, correct. Not Kohanim Levra, correct. Okay, that, in the individual towns. So they would daven, whatever. But it says the Anshei Mamed against some switch the gear. So whoever it was, Miskansen Lebes HaKnesses, V'yoshin Arba Taniyos, they would fast 4 days a week. V'sheni B'Shabbos, B'shlishi, B'Reviv HaMishi. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, these pious people would fast every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not at night, but daytime fast. Excuse me. Now, and it says in the Gemara what they fasted for, you know, for different tefillahs, fine. Take a look, and the end of the third line is printed here. But Erev Shabbos Lo HaMisanen. But they would not fast on Fridays. Why? Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos. Covered Shabbos. Doesn't explain what, but that's just a covered Shabbos. Now, Kalachom B'Shabbos Asa, I certainly wouldn't fast on Shabbos. And also, Be'echad B'Shabbos my Tamala, why not on Sunday? There are three reasons. Amar B'Yochan, the Notzrim, the Christians, you know, the Rashi says, Sha'osim Yossi Yom Tov, so they observe it as a holiday. So, you know, the holy day is the Sunday, you know, the Catholics, right? They observe the this. So we don't fast that day, you know, not to give any special treatment. Because it's the third day of the creation of man. Man is created Friday, by Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And as Rashi explains, everything is weaker the third day, like by the Shimon and Levi, Tak and Shkram, by Yubel Mashlishi, we owe some Koavim, so we're weaker on Sunday, or we're weaker because the Neshama Yisera was taken away, whatever. So they don't fast on Sunday. But what I want to bring out from this Gemara is what? They didn't fast on Friday. Why? They quote Shabbos. What does that mean? What's a lack of covered Shabbos? Why is fasting an Indian of Kvod Shabbos? So it's not clear. Let's see. What did you say?
Not having
Kvod. Okay, so but what's the problem? So let's see. There are a few different approaches. In source number 20, we have here the Sefer Rokeach. Rokeach's one of the Rishonim. In Simon Lamed Vav, he writes, Ein lis anos l'chatchila ba'arvi Shabbosos. It is not proper to fast on Erev Shabbos l'chatchila. If somebody takes a tinus to fast on takes what you call a shvur to fast on Erev Shabbos and shvur shav, why? Shemiktsas Erev Shabbos keShabbos. A little bit of Erev Shabbos is very like Shabbos. Now I don't know exactly what it means. It could mean that you're allowed to start Shabbos early, like right, you know, like we do in the summertime. It's already Friday, you know, part of Friday already. Halapi halacha Shabbos. Even without that, you know, we don't say Tachanun already on Mincha Friday, even if you have Mincha at 1 o'clock. The afternoon Erev Shabbos already has a little bit of the flavor of Shabbos. I remember the Rav used to say that, you know, in the United States of America, so Jews are Shomer Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, Orthodox Jews are Shomer Shabbos. But nobody's Shoma Erev Shabbos. You know, Jews are not Shoma Erev Shabbos. But you go to Eretz Yisrael, you see it, Baruch Hashem, today. No, in Eretz Yisrael, Friday already, you know, things are closing and things are quiet already an hour or two before Shabbos. You know, the Rambam writes that Erev Shabbos is supposed to sit. Imagine the Rambam says you should sit down Erev Shabbos when you're all dressed to sit down and contemplate the arrival of Shabbos like you're waiting for the arrival of a queen, you know, an important guest. Can you imagine that? You know, our Erev Shabbos, you know, I'm sure most of our homes might be running around, there's something here, and then people have to take a shower, and then something breaks, and it's a tumult, you know. Or, alternatively, you know, I work in yeshiva, so I'm around Friday. Alternatively, people have to work, you know, they come back to the city to just make it, you know, by 2 minutes, enough time to run the house and change into a suit and run out to America. You know, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. Erev Shabbos is supposed to be Erev Shabbos. So says the Rokeach, Mitzvahs Erev Shabbos Keshabbos. Maybe that's what the Gemara in Tainus means. You don't fast on Erev Shabbos because Erev Shabbos already has a little bit of the flavor of Shabbos to it. Yeah.
So if you have like a bad dream.
Well, I may come to that other time. But that's what the Rokeach says. Another possibility, yeah.
Any sources when Erev Shabbos became so...
I don't know. I mean, so the Gemara talks about it, though. It's in the Gemara. It became now, like now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably.
My guess is that it is. I don't know. It's an interesting question. It's probably American even. It was all working. Yeah.
This is Dovah Shabbos, then obviously we don't.
Oh, there it comes to. Good. Now, before we get to that, though, so that's one thing. I don't know for sure that's what the Gemara means by. That's what that Gemara Tainus means on Daf. That Gemara Tainus of Chavzayin and Beis means they quote Shabbos, but they didn't fast. Again, Anshei Mishmar. But maybe that's one approach, Rokeach says. It's mitzvahs Erev Shabbos Keshabbos. Another possibility. There is a statement in the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Hilchos Shabbos, Aruch Haim Siman Reish Mem Tes Siv Gimel, that's the next source, number 21. The Mechaber writes in Siv Gimel, Darach Anshei Maisa Lisanos Bechol Erev Shabbos. Some people taka did fast on Erev Shabbos. But the Mishabura comments right away in Siv Kotin Yud Ches, why'd they do that? Kidei Shu Te'evim Lecho Balayla, so an appetite to eat at night. However, He writes, "V'ayin bebach u'mogan Avram v'shar achonim shiskimu de'ein l'sanos b'erev Shabbos." Most of the achonim hold not like that. The post hold you should not fast on Shabbos. Why? He has a different reason. K'day shalo yikones l'Shabbos kishum me'una. So you don't come into Shabbos famished, starved. No, that's a lack of covered Shabbos. You're going to come in so ravenous, like, you know, you're supposed to come into Shabbos, you want to have a delicious meal of covered Shabbos. You're starved all day. I'm not coming in to have a meal because covered Shabbos. I'm eating because I'm starved. I mean all day. Right? That's not right. You don't come into Shabbos, you know, me'una, except, says the Mishnah, im lo, shu istin is kol kach, unless you're the type of person, certain people, again, because of medical reasons or whatever, you know, if they eat in the daytime, they won't be able to eat at night. I've never had that problem personally, but many people, as you can tell, but many people, not many, that's probably some people do. Right, correct. It's the very beginning of our Yitzchak. With enough time to get ready for Shabbos. It's a misconception that it stops the chatzos. It's a misconception. Okay, but anyway, it says, Yistin is kol kach shim yochel b'yom v'yuchel lecha b'layla t'yobon, or is min ha'tovu v'ein mazik l'atayin. It's fine. But ordinarily, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Holy Achronim, you do not fast on Erev Shabbos, not because of, he doesn't say because of, you know, mixas Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos are okay, but a different thing. It takes away the dignity of Shabbos. You're going to come home so starved, you're fasting all day night, and run to make kiddush and eat, not because of on covered Shabbos, because you're starved. That takes away, so you shouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos. Another reason not to fast on Erev Shabbos is the different Medrash Tanchuma. This is in Bereishis, Siman Gimel. Here is talking about Purim. And Tainus Esther. So we don't have to read the whole thing now, but we'll go to maybe five lines before the bottom, okay? Or six lines toward the end of the line. He's talking about when, like this year, when Purim lands on Sunday. So Purim lands on Sunday, so that means Tainus Esther's on Shabbos. Right? So what are we going to do now? We can't push her off to Sunday, because Sunday's Purim. So we have to go backwards. Okay, so what does it say? So it says, Shimchal Yudalid, that's Purim, Leos Be'echad B'Shabbos, a few lines before the end of source 22. This is again the Medrash Tanchuma and Bereishis Siman Gimel. Shimchal Yudalid, Leos Be'echad B'Shabbos, it's the 14th, that's Purim, falls on Echad B'Shabbos, also Usanos B'Shabbos, you obviously can't fast on Shabbos, Ube'erev Shabbos Nami Oser, Mipnei Torah Shabbos. That's what the Medrash says. Because people are busy on Erev Shabbos. It's not a day to be fasted, it's too much to do. You know, like you tell the kids, Friday's a short day. Right? They have to run around, they have to go to the cleaners, they have to pick things up. And it's a tumultuous day. It's Torah Shabbos. Ela Magdim Lasim Chamishi. So we push the fast back to exactly what we do. We push the fast back to Thursday. We fast when Purim's on Sunday, like this coming year, last year also. Right? So Purim's on Sunday, so we move back to Thursday. Okay? Shuachar Asar Ba'adar. Okay? Alright, so again, he mentions the idea of Torah Shabbos. And he also mentions also new mikvot Shabbos, because you're not going to be Toreach on Erev Shabbos, so then your Shabbos is going to be lacking. You're going to be too weak, you mentioned before, you'll be too weak on Friday to do what we have to do, so you're missing stuff on Shabbos. I'm too tired to go get the flowers, or to, you know, people are not feeling well, by afternoon you have a headache, so you can't do anything, so then Shabbos will suffer. So maybe that's what the Gemara means by quote Shabbos. So all these are different reasons. In the Shulchan Aruch we find in the next source, in Hilchos Purim, Siman Tov Reish Pei Vav Orachaim, Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, Mis'anim B'Yud Gimel Ba'Adar, we have to fast ordinarily on the 13th of Adar, we call that Tainus Esther, right? The Mechal Purim Mechad B'Shabbos, but if Purim falls on Sunday, Magdim L'Tzanos B'Yom HaChamishi, we've moved the fast back to Thursday. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkotin, in source number 24, the Mishnah Berurah's Sivkotin Gimel, he writes, Avol be'erev Shabbos ain kovin tainus betchila. They quote Shabbos, and he mentions something else, which the mention who alluded to. But v'shu regilin betainus lomar slichas tachnunim. Tomorrow morning we say slichas. It's a fast day, right? And then lein and bayachal and vino malkeinu. So the last thing you need, especially on a short Friday, is longer davening, right? But that's he said. You don't make a tainus on a Friday because it's a busy day, and now you're going to add in the davening slichas and other things that we have to say because of a tainus. So that we want to avoid. So therefore, for those reasons, we don't fast on Friday. So for all the above reasons, it would seem pretty clear that there shouldn't be a fast on Friday. You got it? I don't know where it is. So I'll say I'll
keep that going next week.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Good. So, what I mentioned before, the Aruch HaShulchan gave this statement in the name of the Kadmonim. The computer's working? There we go. The Aruch HaShulchan mentioned the Kadmonim. So, who are the Kadmonim who said this business that, whatchamacallit, that the fast of, the fast should supersede the Shabbos even. So that's in the Sefer Avudraham. Rav David Avudraham was on late Rishonim, source number 25. He says, V'chilok yesh b'neihem, look, you can see it inside. V'chilok yesh b'neihem, sheb'arbas hatzomos heim nidchim lefonim kesheholo b'Shabbos. The four fast days, again, the four fast days are Sarbateves, Shavuos, Betamis, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedalia, are pushed aside if they land on Shabbos, chutz me'asar b'teves, okay? Except for Asar B'Teves, says Avudram, she'eno chal le'olam b'Shabbos. Our calendar never happens. Asar B'Teves never does land on Shabbos. It's a calendaric impossibility for it to fall on Shabbos. Avol hu chal lefam b'yom shishi. But sometimes, like this year, lands on a Friday. U'mis'anin bo b'yom. And we do fast on that day. That's why we're fasting tomorrow. Now you're right. Here it is. Va'filu ha'yachal b'Shabbos lo ha'yuchol l'chos l'yom acher. Even if it would to land on Shabbos, which it doesn't according to our fixed calendar, but if it would, you would not push it off. Lo ha'yuchom because that's where the Aruch HaShulchan got it from. To another day. Why? B'pnei shenem arbo, like I said before, the passing Yechezkel back in source 6, the etzem ayom hazeh kemo b'yom ha'kippurim. Okay? However, then he writes, u'shar atzomos ein ha'chol lo b'yom shishi. The other three actually never land on Friday. The other three can land on Shabbos. Tzom Gedalia can land on, this past year, Tzom Gedalia landed on Shabbos, right? Because Rosh Hashanah was Thursday and Friday. So Tzom Gedalia was Shabbos, so that's pushed off to Sunday. Tisha B'Av, Shavuos V'Tammuz also both sometimes land on Shabbos, push off to them. They never land on Friday. So it's the opposite. Asar B'Teves can land on Friday, never lands on Shabbos. The other three can land on Shabbos, never land on Friday. But again, the Avudraham is the one who says this thing, that if it would land on Shabbos, we'd push it off. He doesn't say why. The Beis Yosef, which you have on the next source, two sources down, the Beis Yosef, let's hold off the Beis Yosef for a second. I'll follow the order you have here. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Tav Kuf Nun, Siv Gimel, that you have there in source 26, Kol Dalet Tomos Halolim Cholios B'Shabbos Nirchin Lachar Shabbos. All four of these fairs, they land on Shabbos, they're pushed off till after Shabbos. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabur there in Sivkot Mechaz, in Sivkot Nyud, you don't have another page, but the Mishabur says, well, it doesn't, not Lav Dafka, because they can't all fall on Shabbos, only the three out of four can, and Lav Dafka Friday, because only this one can fall on Friday. Fine, as we've said. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions, in source 27, it's against in Tav Kuf Nun, same sinon in Archaim, in Sif Beis, all of these days are Mutter and Rechitz and Tzichan al-Zan, etc. And we start in the morning, not the night before, except for Tisha B'Av, he says. And he also mentions, in the middle of this, like line 3 of that source, L'fiyakriya shalano e'ef shal yos sabbateves b'shabbos, v'rak pa'erev shabbos yochal sabbateves l'chol, v'oz mis'anabo v'ashrin rekarim b'yachal, all the regular stuff for the fast day. But we don't know, again, at this point, where does the Avudram get this from? And that's exactly what the Beis Yosef asks, and in source 28, the Beis Yosef asks, it's Arachayim Sin Tav Kuf Nun. He quotes with David Avudram, and he writes in the second line, after, V'lo yadati minayim lo zeh. I don't know where he got this from. Where did the Avudram get this from? He could fast on Shabbos, you fast on Asar B'Teves, Beis Yosef in Masriya. I don't know where it comes from. Okay? And, but he said it, but I don't understand it. I saw in the Elia Rabba, it's not on the page, when I heard the Elia Rabba in Sivkot and Gimel says he found it in the Gonim. Okay, but that only pushes the question back a couple centuries, and I have to ask where the Gonim get it from. It's very unclear what's the logic behind it. Why should it be so? So you don't have it on the paper, but from Chaim Brisker, from Chaim Salvation on the, is what they call the stencil, from Chaim the stencil of Shas. I told you, the Briskers have kept alive an English word, I think, that otherwise would have fallen into disuse. Nobody has stencils anymore, but this is still called the Chaim and the Stencil. Right, so Chaim and the Stencil, on commenting on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches and Beis, which quotes that Tosefta about the Tzom Arvi, Tzom Chamishi, what each day is. So he quotes, under Asar B'Tevis, he writes, Hinei HaBahag, you don't have it on the paper, so I'll take my word that I'm reading it correctly. Hinei HaBahag, he quotes on the Bahag, he's the Gonim, Kosav Dimhoya Efshur Shiyachal Asar B'Tevis B'Shabbos, Hoy misanim afilu b'Shabbos mishum d'chsi be'etzem ha'mazeh. B'tzorach bir, ma'ish no mishar tanios. I mean, what's going on here? Ma'ish tana tainis hazeh, mikola tanios. Why asar b'tevis? Again, Yom Kippur is separate. But why would we do this? He says something very interesting. Someone asked before about a tainis chalom, we have a bad dream. Okay, so the Rav Chaim writes, v'hine tainis chalom misanim afilu b'Shabbos. If you have a very bad dream Friday night, and a bad dream means by nightmare, your mind is shaken up. Not that you realize the morning is silly, but something really shook you up. So you fast. The only thing is you have to make up the fast by, make up the fast, you fast on Shabbos by fasting again during the week. But I'm sorry, make up for the fact that fast on Shabbos.
The sin of fasting.
Okay, but right. But he says, what's the idea? So the Chaim says a very fascinating comment. He said, no, he's right, that's what it is. Mesa Thomas Manisa. The Chazinon Mizeh, the Shayach Tainus B'Shabbos. There is such a thing as Tainus on Shabbos. Rock the Bekol Mocham Nidcheh, and they have Shabbos from the Gamla Mochri Cholisanos. What's the problem with fasting the next day? So you'll fast the next day. However, Tainus Chalom, the whole idea is to fast right when you have the dream. Right? You want to undo this right away. So therefore, you can't say, oh, I'll fast tomorrow. That day. And he says, here's the Lomdus. Vizeu Achiluk Mikol HaTanios Lasar B'Teves. Because all the other fasts, remember that pasuk, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri, mentioned the month, but it didn't mention the day. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, the B'chol Tanios Nis'anim Ne'ama Oros, V'toli B'chodesh. And Chaschina points this out in the end of Mitzvah Shin Aleph also, but for a different angle. He says, all the other fast days are totally in the month, okay, as the pasuk says. So therefore, L'maisa, Tisha B'Av, and if we fast on Sunday, the 10th of Av, it was still the Tzom HaChamishi, right? Tzom Gedalia, it lands on Shabbos, the 3rd of Tishrei. But it's called the Tzom HaShvi, so if you fast on Sunday the 4th, it's still the Tzom HaShvi, right? Every other fast, if you push it off a day, it doesn't matter. But Asar B'Teves, we saw in the Psukim, was to give the exact date of the events. He says, that's the Etzem Hayom Hazeh. There's something about the day itself, says Reb Chaim. Not just the Psukim of the day, because Psukim of the day for the Korban also, but the emphasis of Etzem Hayom Hazeh, it's not a Psak, there is somebody on Kippur. We can't make up such drushes. The Limit Shemesh Shalai says, the Chsib Etzem Hazeh, in Cain, who din dafka ba'os hayom, there's something about that day. So you can't push her off. Al Cain, E.F. Shalom, Chosom Ocher. Yeah.
It's also talking about Tanis Shalom, that on Shabbos, you know, it's fasting, you have on Shabbos.
Right, so you can, but that's the whole point.
It's just that you have the dream that day, so he's testing that day.
Correct, correct. But I'm saying, it's something necessary for that day, is my point. That's what Chaim's trying to say. So he says that's the chilek between Asar B'Teves and the other three fasts. The other three fasts are totally in the month. But here there's something, he doesn't say what the something is, but there's something about the day. That's the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, says Reb Chaim. And that's why Asar B'Teves, you fast even on Shabbos. And I found that the Binyan Shomer, Shlomo HaKomi Vilna, says more or less the same thing in the Tikkun Vos Sofis in Siman Lamed Dalet. It's late, I read the whole thing inside.
Okay, well, it's not made off the Gav?
I was after, I don't think it was a direct Talmud, I don't think so. I'm not sure. But anyway, he mentioned the same thing, it's a Bo Bayom. Okay, I mean, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he says more or less the same thing like Reb Chaim. The Binyan Shomer, they didn't know each other, but, you know, but it says a very similar thing.
But
when I came across...
Reb Chaim knew the Menachat Chilofus.
I don't. See, Nichas Chinuch just says all of them. That says the month. Nichas Chinuch doesn't distinguish on Sabbat Tavis and the others. I don't think. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, Nichas doesn't make
the but the principle that there's a
I don't know. Yeah, he would have known it. Yeah, I think so.
Because
that Nichas Chinuch says.
Nichas Chinuch in any of all of these
right. I don't know. Now, I came across afterwards. It's on the sheet either. Chassam Sofer. They printed something called the Siddur of Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer didn't write it as a parish in the city. They were just melakid from different places, and they assigned, you know, to the appropriate tefillah. So by the tefillah of Asar B'Teves, Chassam Sofer is an unbelievable comment. He has a few answers to this kasha about fasting. The second one is Odei Shlomar, Ki Ba'osa Yom Shesamach Melech Bava Lamata Ushalayim Kemo Kain Yoshu Bezin Shalamala to decide whether this should be Chorban or not. And listen to this, Asar, you know, it seems to me like he's saying just like Rosh Hashanah would judge for this, and Sukkot would judge for water, and Pesach would judge for grain, and Shavuos would judge, and Pesach would judge for fruit, Shavuos would judge for fruit, etc. So it sounds like some sofer saying, and Asar B'Teves would judge for Golos and Gula. That's the day of judgment, he says. Because Kol Dor Shalom Nivna Beis Hamitz B'Yom Kilo Necho B'Yom Nimse Shebechol Shana V'Shana Nischadesh Chorban Chadash V'Zel Bechol Pam Shemagia Osa Yom Shal Asar B'Teves Shehischil Oz, like Henry said before, Shehischil Oz L'Mala Mishpat HaChorban. Okay, Kemo Kain Bechol Dor V'Dor Yoshin Bezin Shalamala V'Gozer HaChorban Shal Kol Shana V'Shana. What a statement. So I'm so far saying that on Asar B'Teves, just like that was the day when the Mishpat was originally opened up, so to speak. Mishpat. So that's every year like that. That's Asar B'Teves. Okay? And Mamela, he says, that kind of emergency, so to speak, we have to fast even on Shabbos. Okay, that's Mamish, you know, that's what he's saying.
That's
what okay?
The
well, we don't. But I don't know, but that it does happen to work well with that Medrash Tanchuma that I quoted earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to exiled him in Asar B'Tevis, just he gave him a break. Remember the Mentzer Chumim back, whatever source that was, the Mentzer Chumim Tazria. So it's back source number 4, okay, which says that on I don't know if he's basing on that Mentzer Chumim or not, but it happens to stem with that, because, you know, he's saying that was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, and he takes this concept of Kol Dor Shel Nivna based on Mentzer Chumim Nechrov, so Mestama every time is judged on that day. And it's a tremendous chiddush, but I think it's a very, very powerful comment adding to the significance of this day.
On Shivasa B'Tammuz, on Tisha B'Av, the Maase, the Chamisha Dvarim,
you were right.
Different calamities.
Times, right.
In Asra B'Tevet, it's one.
It's the one thing,
one
right.
Only one.
Yeah, in a calamity. Okay, so now, to me, now we can say, now we understand, despite all of the reasons we said we ordinarily don't fast on Friday, covered Shabbos, and it's mitzvah Shabbos, Garib Shabbos, or it's mitnei, you shouldn't come into Shabbos starved, or it's Torah Shabbos, or the extra slichas. Yeah, that's in an order of personal fast, the guy's got a yard side of it. Okay, that's one thing. But Asar B'Tevis, now that we understand, and maybe that's why you can even fast on Shabbos. Now, I don't want to say it's a kavachomer, like you said before, I don't know quite, I'm not sure if that's what we mean, that well, you can fast on, if it lands on Shabbos, it certainly lands on Friday. And that makes sense, because the truth is that the whole reason we don't fast on Friday generally has to do with, quote, Shabbos. Well, if Asar B'Tevis, you can fast on Shabbos, Gufa, we're not going to make Friday stricter than Shabbos. Right, but I'm saying even without that, we get to see what Reb Chaim is driving at, the significance of the day. There's something unique about the date of Asar B'Tevis, so therefore we have no choice but to fast. Of course, that's the din that we fast on Friday. There's only one question left, and we don't have time to go into it great length, but I'll mention it briefly. There's a question, okay, we're going to fast. Do we have to fast the whole day? Do we have to be mashlim the fast? Do we have to fast all the way till nighttime? So actually, there's a comment. Well, that's the question. Can we do that, or should we do that? Let's see. Should we do that? So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, I'll just read through this quickly because it's late. The Mishnah in Tainus talks about when in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, this, again, can't happen on our calendar, but let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Friday. Again, our calendar doesn't happen. But if Tisha B'Av were to land on a Friday, so it says in the Mishnah in Tainus, Tesfav and Beis, verse 29, Amar Meir, etc., you finish the fast, the Chain Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry. Moda hashein mashlim. You don't have to finish the fast all day. The chayin Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av lands on Friday, you don't have to fast all the way till the end of the day. And the Bartanura says in source 30 that by that Mishnah, the Mishnah is in Tainus of Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. So Bartanura says the chayin Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Erev Shabbos kagon bizmanchu beizim kovin al piyari year before they had a fixed luach. Okay, three more minutes. Okay, ochel b'Erev samuch l'shkiyas achama. Can break the fast samach l'shkiyas achama. I don't know what samach means. At the beginning of our Pesachim, samach means about a half hour. So it means about a half hour before sunset, they quote Shabbos, shal yikonos the Shabbos kishu roiv. However, the Baruch Hu says, ain halacha kormei. That's not the din. Ella mis'anen u'mashlimen. You have to finish the whole fast. V'chein tesbav shechalis v'erev Shabbos mis'anen u'mashlim. How did he know that? So that's the Gemara in Erevin. Daf Mem and Bey is going over to Mem Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara has a story. Again, I'll say it outside to save time. A certain Talmud was fasting a personal fast. And it had to be on a Friday, and he came to the Rabbanan, and he asked whoever it was, he asked Rav Huna, Mahu Lashlume, should I finish the fast? He didn't know, Lohabiyadis, they asked Rav Yehuda, he didn't know either. Finally, Rabbis will figure it out, and he says, some Tishbav Shechalios B'Shabbos, and he learns it out, that you should eat something so as not to come into Shabbos Tarv. Take a look at the top of page 5, Tanya, Amar Yehuda, Pam Achas Hayin Yoshlin Sneb Akiva. Yehuda said one time with a Bikiva, the Tisha B'Av Shecholos B'Erev Shabbos Haya, and it was a Tisha B'Av Friday that year. The Hevil of Beit Samagul Galus Gavam Amalach, and they brought the Bikiva late in the day, an egg, a hard-boiled egg, and he ate it without any salt, without any spices, because the first time he ate an egg. Lo Shere Tavla, not because he was hungry, Ela Haros L'Tamidim Halacha, to show the Tamidim Halacha, you can break the fast before sunset if it lands on a Friday. Rashi said, Laharos Halacha She'ein Mashlim in Tainis Erev Shabbos. You don't fast all the way on Erev Shabbos. Tosus, however, says, quote some Rabbi Chananel, Kabbalah b'yodeinu, that Rabbi Huda misunderstood his Rabbi Rekiva. Ki Rabbi Kiva osa shana mesukah har. Rekiva was sick. That's why he ate. Okay, that's why he ate that egg. The doctors brought him, and Rabbi Huda didn't understand. He thought it to teach a lesson, and Tosa says not the case. Okay, so it's a question of exactly what happened. The Gemara concludes on Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Erevin, in Surah 34, Darsh Mazuch Mishmei Dar V'Huna, Halacha Mis'anin Umash Leman. So it sounds like an open and shut case. You have to fast the whole day. So still not so fast. Because Tosus learns, and the Rosh Tosas and Erevin, Mem Alv Meidil Masa Vehilchus on Misanum Lashlim. And the Rosh in Tainis Perik Beis in the Simon Chafei, it's based on Yerushalmi, which is not on the page. Yerushalmi is in Tainis Perik Beis, Alof Yadalad, Taz Gilgim of Beis, tells based on that Yerushalmi that the Rosh and both and the Tosas both Paskim, when the Gemara says, Hilchus Halacha Misanum Mashlimin means if you want. You can. It wouldn't be, if it's since the fast day, it wouldn't be a lack of covered Shabbos if you were to want to fast the whole day. Like Tosa says, just look at the Tosa 35, Pirish in Yirtze Lahashlim, the Shari Lahashlim, it's Mutter, okay, to fast the whole day. And that's how the Rosh, also the Rosh mentions, you know, you should make it tonight, and so on and so forth. However, the Rashba and the Chidushim there, and Ervin, Memalach, and Beis, Divamasa, Darish, Marzutra, and the Ritva, Halacha, Misan, and Rashim, both say, not true. The Pashas and the Sugi is, not that you can, but you must. You have to fast the whole day. How do we paskin? So let's look at the bottom. The Mamish done in a minute. Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, Simon Reish, Mem Tes, Siv Dalid. Paskin is the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rashba and the Ritva, against the Tosin of Rosh. Im Kibel of Isanus, Barav Shabbos, Tzorach, Lisanus, Ad, Seisar, Kochavim. You got to stay all to the night. Well, actually, the Gemara in Tainis Yud Beis and talks about Kol Tainis Amar Chista. It says Kol Tainis Shalosh Shaka of Chama Ein a Tainis. Shkias Chama. They understand that Shkias Chama means Tzeisar Kochavim. Okay, so you have to fast the whole day till Tzeisar Kochavim, unless you made a Tanai. Okay, unless you made a condition before. Okay, and however, the Rambora. This is right. Okay. Now the Ramor writes, "V'yesh om v'delo yashlim ela miyad sheyotzi meisaknes es yochal." But he quotes some Rishonim, the Ashkenazic Rishonim, who say, "No, you don't have to fast as soon as you leave from shul. If you get out of shul early, you're okay to make that. Get out of shul, you're going to eat right away." Okay. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, "B'tanis yochid lo yashlim, who b'tanis tibur la yashim. B'tanis yochid will give you a break, but not on b'tanis tibur. Not on b'tanis tibur." And the Mishnah Berurah explains in the next source. He says, with the Yesh Omer, he says, who's who? It's Sifkot and Chafalov there, in that same Simon Reish Mem Tes and Chushabbos. That's the difference between Tanis Yochid and Tanis Sibur. Kagoni says, Asar B'Tevish Chobar Shabbos, Lo Yisana Ratka Chayetim Esakneses. That's what some say. Others disagree. And at the end, he says, Lomaisa, for Tanis Sibur, we're Machmir, and you should fast the whole day. So you're out of luck, basically, as far as tomorrow is concerned. And it's not on the sheets, but it's also in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Beis. There's a long Sharat Si in the Mishabura, that spells it out as well. Just read quickly before I come to the very last point. Tavkov Samach Beis Sif Aleph Kol Tainus Shalok Shokol Chama the Hainus Shlishlima Tzeisok Chavim is not a proper Tainus. The long Shara Tzion he talks about, you know, with Fridays and other things, you know, the different Shitas Lamaisa were Machmer, so you have to fast all day tomorrow. One last question. There's an interesting comment in the Matzah Vitri, the Talmid of Rashi. I've been printed in source 41. Sim Kuf Tzadi Aleph. You know, in Musaf we say the words Toameha Chaim Zohu, right? Tikkat Hashem is the alphabet backwards, right? Across the back, right? Tikkat and says Tomeo Chaim Zohu says the Machzor Vitri. We've shown him Tana Kolat Toein Tavshilo BeErev Shabbos. Whoever tastes the food on Erev Shabbos, tell it to your mother. Whoever tastes the food on Erev Shabbos, Marichelo Yomav Shnosov. Okay, this you know you get a lot. I use this on my wife all the time. You taste the food on Erev Shabbos. It's Marichelo Yomav Shnosov. My wife tells me don't taste. What do you mean? You only have a long life. It says in Machzor Vitri, you get a long life, right? And he quotes the Yerushalmi, which we don't know where it is. It's that way it makes sure the food will be tasty for Shabbos. And the Shapur brings an halacha in Reish Nun, in the next source. Reish Nun, source of cotton base. Mutz mitzvah litol mikol tavshul b'erev Shabbos. K'deil atak. I quote this Mishnah all the time. Okay, and I'm eating the soup or a kugel and I'm like, so wait a minute, it's Shabbos. What are you doing? Mishnah Berurah, you know. So she said, yeah, but did Mrs. Mishnah Berurah agree? but anyway, that's, but they're supposed to taste the food. So what about a tainus? Are we allowed to taste the food tomorrow, Taka? You know? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tov Kuf Samazayin Sifalov, Hashari B'tainus, Yochol Litom! You're allowed to taste it, but Ulevad Shiyifol, you have to spit it out. Okay, so if you want to really be Mekayim the Mitzvah tomorrow, you can taste it. The Mishnah Berurah says, and even that's only for, it says Yesh Machmir in general, but unless it's for Sudas Mitzvah, like for Shabbos and so on. So, if you want to really show that you're really Mekayim the Mitzvah of tasting to see if it's tasty, so, you know, you can do it even tomorrow, just make sure you don't swallow. So, Lamaisa, we have to fast all day, we have to fast till Tesh Chom. You want to taste the food, taste it, but you have to spit it out. Anyway, I wish everybody a meaningful fast. I'm sorry I went a couple minutes over, but this is the idea of fasting on Shabbat, sorry, B'Tei, the Shechol on a Friday. I'll go and show this.